The gospel of truth is joy for those who have received from the Father of truth the grace of knowing him through the power of the meaning who came forth from the fullness existing in the thought and mind of the Father. This is he who is called the Savior, that being the name of the task which he must do for the salvation of those who were ignorant of the Father when the name was concealed. The gospel is the revelation of the hoped for, the finding of the treasure for those who seek him. For indeed the totality have been searching for him from whom they emerged, and the totality were within him, the inconceivable, incomprehensible one, who is higher than all thought. Whereas this ignorance toward the Father caused anguish and terror, and the anguish thickened into a fog until none could see a way through. Therefore, confusion grew strong, spinning its matter in emptiness and ignorance of the truth, molding an imitation and trying to substitute ornamentation for the truth. But this was no humiliation for him, the inconceivable, incomprehensible one. For this anguish, forgetting, and deceitful imitation were nothing, whereas the truth stands firm, unchanging, undisturbed, of a beauty in need of no adornment. Therefore it despised confusion. It has no roots, and arose in a fog concerning the Father, preparing labors and forgetfulness and terrors, in order thereby to drag down those of the middle region and take them captive. Confusion's amnesia was not itself a revealing. It is not one of the Father's thoughts, and it did not arise under his hand, although it did arise owing to him. But rather, what arises in him is knowledge, appearing so that forgetfulness might vanish and the Father be known. Since amnesia arose because the Father was not known, so when the Father becomes known, forgetting will disappear. This is the gospel of him who is sought, which he has revealed to those perfected through the mercies of the Father as the secret mystery, Joshua the Christ.